For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Anybody got a dog or a cat, and maybe you got an awkward situation where you're trying to get freaky and the dog or cat like interrupts, sniffs, you know, just won't leave you alone, is pestering you?
Yeah.
Well, they say that's rough.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah,
I get
rough.
Dog joke.
Yeah, that's rough. Yeah. But R-U-F-F.
You got to tell your dog you're barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah. Well, you ever had a cold dog nose right in between your butt cheeks?
No.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
me neither.
Me neither. Damn.
What?
Your dogs are dangerous.
Your dogs never goosed you?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, what are my dogs are weird then?
Well, owners did share their very awkward stories. I would love to hear yours. 1-855-FU-BILLY.
In my defense, you guys have like tiny dogs, so they couldn't even reach your butt. If I'm being honest.
No, not at all.
So that does, I mean, I think that matters.
Well, one owner says, you know, because they will interrupt him during sex or whatnot, including one protective dog who stands on the bed to watch. Right? To protect and make sure nothing happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sometimes my dog stays on the bed too, and it's awkward. It's like you think that the dog would get up, but the dog's like, I'm just going to power through it. This is a time where Dad seems like he's going to be done soon. I think the dog knows like when it's going to be longer and shorter. I don't know. Maybe not. But it's like sometimes one of my dogs stays up there. Sometimes she doesn't.
Sometimes they do power through it, right? They just stay there napping.
Sometimes she tries to power through it, you know? But then she'll growl and get up and walk all, you know what I mean? She's like upset. Like we bothered her. Like we're in her bed or something. Doing it.
It says here, my dog can't see me having sex. She thinks I'm physically getting hurt and tries to save me every time by biting.
Oh, God. That's okay. That would be extreme. That was when you would have to kennel your dog then when you have sex.
So this one chick, she was getting it on, right?
Yeah.
And I guess she was riding daddy.
Uh-oh.
And the cat scratched her on the forehead.
Yeah.
Because the cat started playing with her hair.
Yeah.
Right? And so she wasn't paying attention. And scratched the crap out. Just went, just attacked her head.
Yeah.
While she was having sex. Left her bleeding.
That would be an insane way to stop having sex is because you get attacked by your own cat. Like it latches onto your face.
This person says, my most awkward sex moment was when we were going at it on the couch and my dog started licking my toes.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Dog's like, what's up?
Chicken Joe, she, you got what, 58 animals? You got a lot, right?
He's got 80 dogs.
Something like that. Hey, yeah, I mean, I got 7 dogs. One of my oldest ones, back when me and Holly first got together, she would manage to sneak her way onto the bed and just sit next to Holly's head, like, while we're in the middle of doing it. Just sit there looking all cute. Just like,
oh, man. Has your dog ever seen, like swinging action? Ever been there for when you guys are swinging or you guys are having your threesomes?
Oh, yeah, the dogs have totally been there. We've had parties in the backyard where a couple of ladies get completely naked, and the dogs are just running around, and sometimes the dogs will goose them, and it's hilarious to watch. Like, oh, my God, that was a cold nose.
The dog's like, what the? Like, that dog has witnessed threesomes.
Yeah. Well, that's I bet a lot of dogs have.
What's up, Ruffus? What you got, buddy?
Hi, man, we used to have a Boston Terrier years ago. And she'd jump up in the bed, and she jumped up at the most inopportune time. I mean, because we was going at it.
We can't say that. We understand. Like, yeah. We can't say that, sir. We understand, Ruffus. All right, so the dog went.
You know the dog.
Yeah, we know where they are. We know where the dog went. You almost got to give the dog up after that. You almost can't keep the dog.
That was my old lady's dog. I mean, hell. She was having fun, but I was really having fun after that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, That's different.
So I just got a message from a girl, and I'm guessing since she messaged me, I'll keep her anonymous. But she said, I was giving a mouth hug to my boyfriend, and the dog tried to join.
Oh, my gosh.
And I wouldn't let her. And when she wouldn't let her, like, she pushed her away, the dog kept, like, barking, like, wanting to partake. The dog was, like, mad that she was being... Oh, my God.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
So, one time me and my wife were trying to get, you know, getting freaky in the living room, and my dog was just sitting there staring at us. So my wife got uncomfortable. We went into the room. Well, things started getting heated, and my dog actually almost knocked down our damn door, thinking my wife was probably getting beat up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, the dog, they're very
You
protective.
Let me in there, I'm going to whoop your ass. That would be scary.
Thank you,
to
sir.
To have to deal with that, especially after you finished, and now you got to deal with this pissed off dog.
So this couple, they were getting it on, like this chick and her boyfriend are getting it on, right? And they had the lights off.
Yeah.
But all they could see were the four cat eyes.
Oh, my God.
Just staring them at them in the dark.
Yeah,
that it looked like they were floating eyes.
That would be insane to see.
What's up, Emilio?
What's up, Billy?
What's happening?
Hey, man, I have seven dogs, and I've learned already, you got to kennel them up, man. Because one of them, one time, we're busy doing our thing, and then he comes up and, like, sniffs my butt, and it just freaks me out. And I fell off the bed in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I was so upset. I was so upset, man. And then the other dog thinks I'm attacking her, so he's barking the whole time. So from now on, they just go kennels. I learned my lesson.
Oh, man. No doubt. Sometimes you got to, you know.
See, he got goosed by his dog.
See,
it happens.
I guess it does happen.
Yep.
What's up, John?
What's up? Good morning, guys. I have the same story as Emilio. I got goosed like 2 days ago by my dog while we were doing our thing.
Man, 2 days ago.
It's not a good feeling. It was like 2 or 3 days ago when we were doing our thing.
Was it a mood killer when your dog gooses you? Were you like, oh, man.
It's a boner killer.
Goodness gracious. Yep. Thank you, John. So this person says, so my dog walked in on me and my fiance getting it on, and her brother followed in. So the dog walks in, right?
Yeah.
Dog's like, looking around, sees like the couple doing it. And then her brother walks in and sees that also. And her brother and the dog proceed to just stare at them two doing it.
Yeah. That's
like, that's weird. When family walks in and you're doing it and they don't immediately leave.
Right.
And they just stand at the door.
Yeah. They're not like, oh, God. You know, it's like you have that reaction. It's like they just wait for you to finish or to get dressed or whatever.
That's a really
it is.
Important thing I got to ask you.
Yeah.
You have a moment?
Or like, it's not a big, we're family. What's the big deal?
That awkward moment when you and your man are going at it and you notice the horror in your dog's eyes.
Yeah.
She said her dog looked like the dog was crying.